From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria says its forces have seized another town from Islamic State. Qaryatayn is the central part of the country. It's now back in government control a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco tells VOA via Skype recent Islamic State losses can be directly linked to the six-week-old cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra.
Meantime, in Iraq, government forces have reportedly taken control of the northern edge of the Islamic State-held town of Hit, west of Baghdad, which lies on a key supply route between IS fighters in Iraq and Syria. Central African Republic's new president has tapped his campaign manager as the country's prime minister. President Faustin Archange Touadéra announced on national radio that Simplice Sarandaji will head the next government. Mr. Sarandaji was a professor and the secretary general at the University of Bangui and has few political ties. Mr. Touadéra, former prime minister, took the oath of office last week, promising to bring peace and development to the country. Second case of Ebola has been reported in Liberia, where a 30-year-old woman died of the deadly virus last Thursday. She had traveled to neighboring Guinea, where several fatal cases have been reported since February. She died at a Monrovia hospital, and her 5-year-old son is also ill. This is VOA News. Greek officials say boats carrying scores of migrants have set sail from the Greek island of Lesbos as Turkey is readying itself for the return of hundreds of migrants under a controversial plan to stem illegal migration into Europe. VOA's Luis Ramirez is at the port of Lesbos, where the first ferry has left for Turkey.
There's a small demonstration going on after the first ferry carrying the migrants departed, so we had just had some activists on a boat with a banner saying ferries are for safe passage, not for deportation.
Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive today. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there as well. Under the deal between the European Union and Turkey, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. First passenger flight in almost 2 weeks has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack on March 22nd. The blast, claimed by the Islamic State, took place at a metro station and at the airport's departure area. 32 people died. Brussels Airport Chief Executive Arnaud Feiss says temporary repair work and security features are being used as the airport as it returns to full operation.
In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
Feiss said it will take months for the airport to return to full service and operation. Team of journalists with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists working with leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm has published some of its findings into the offshore financial dealings of the rich and famous and the politically connected. Michael Hudson, senior editor with the ICIJ, spoke with VOA about the project.
The leak is 11.5 million documents. It has information about 210,000 offshore companies and other entities. It stretches, the information stretches from 1977 to the end of 2015. And there's no way that one journalist, one lone wolf, or one news organization could really dig into this. So we put together a team of people, more than 370 journalists from 70 countries and more than 100 news organizations.
Putting money into offshore accounts is not necessarily illegal, but the report said the documents show that banks, law firms, and other offshore players have often failed to follow legal requirements. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.